Senate Deputy Majority Leader and Republican candidate for governor John DeFrancisco stood outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan on a windy winter day.
What's going on in the trial, in my mind, is much more important than the criminal charges against a few people.
He told reporters the trial of Governor Cuomo's closest aide, Joe Percoco, going on inside the courthouse, reveals that Cuomo presided over a pay-to-play culture in his office where large donors to his campaign were rewarded with special favors.
What we have here is an atmosphere that to do business in the state of New York, you have to some way pay the piper.
Percoco and three co-defendants, all businessmen, are charged with engineering two bribery schemes. Witnesses have testified that officials with the companies Competitive Power Ventures and Core Development organized big-ticket fundraisers for Cuomo. They also took advantage of a loophole in campaign finance laws and bundled over $125,000 in contributions, using limited liability companies or LLCs to hide the true amount of their donations from the public. All of the campaign donations are perfectly legal, as the judge in the case has stressed more than once to the jury. Cuomo has not been accused of any wrongdoing. DeFrancisco admits his chances to defeat Cuomo in the race are slim. He has only a fraction of the governor's $30 million campaign war chest and little name recognition. But he's not the only one trying to draw attention to the trial. The state Republican Party is running an ad. It highlights some of the allegations brought up in the courtroom.
He became the most corrupt governor in 100 years. Pay-to-play contracts and favors for his wealthy donors.
But so far, it is only online. It's not appearing in the state's major television markets. The corruption trial has also attracted the attention of national Republican organizations who view Cuomo as a potential presidential candidate for 2020. A super PAC known as America Rising has launched a new website, ThirdSonCuomo.com. Using the words Governor Cuomo's father, the late Governor Mario Cuomo, once used to describe his relationship to Percoco. Since the trial began nearly 3 weeks ago, Cuomo has not commented on it, saying he respects the process and wants to let the proceedings play out. Here's what he said after an event on Long Island.
It would be inappropriate for me to comment on testimony that's going on in that trial. So let the trial proceed. Let the jurors hear what they hear, and they'll then make a decision.
The governor has remained relatively secluded in Albany. He ventured out during a recent snowstorm to visit a state highway garage.
Wasn't Italians here, forget it.
Where he rode along in a snowplow and inspected equipment. He did not, however, tell the media about the event. It was filmed by his own employees and distributed on YouTube. DeFrancisco says Cuomo needs to man up and answer questions about what's been revealed in the trial.
The governor has to talk about this. These are serious allegations.
While Cuomo does not want to talk about the trial, he did offer his opinion on Senator DeFrancisco's press conference outside the courthouse, saying it was politically motivated.
Clearly, this is all about politics. If they want to actually make a positive difference, he should support the ethics reform that I've been proposing for 4 years, ban outside income, ban any conflicts of interest.
DeFrancisco backs other reform measures, including a bill to provide greater oversight over the governor's economic development projects. They're at the root of the Percoco trial and other corruption trials for additional former Cuomo associates scheduled for the spring. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.